Miser, Penny Pincher.
Any others?
No.
Okay. Let's see. If you use the word common about a person, what would you mean?
Common?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Is it a nice thing to say of someone?
Not really, no. I suppose I'd associate common with average.
Uh-huh. But it wouldn't necessarily mean low morals?
Well, it depends on how you were talking about it. If you're talking about his morals, I guess if he's... No, I wouldn't associate
okay.
that.
Let's see. An old person is still very strong and gets around well. You'd say he's still very...
able.
All right. Okay. What would you call a child that had too much energy?
Hyperactive.
All right. The children are out later than usual. You might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
on edge.
Well, the opposite of easy is...
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
scared.
Or...
frightened.
Okay. A person who gets scared easily is... a frightening place is...
scary.
Mm-hmm. All right. The old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
Do you have a negative form of used to be?
She isn't like she used to be, but...
Well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She...
didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. If somebody makes a lot of mistakes in his addition, you might say he's very blank with his figures.
Careless.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
strange.
Yeah.
Or...
that's word beginning with a Q you might use there?
Queer.
Would you ever use queer just to mean strange?
Mm-mm.
What would you mean if you said queer?
I don't use the word very often. I suppose if I heard someone else use it, I would suppose they were, you know, speaking of fag or whatever, or homosexual.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's all the word means to you.
I realize it has other connotation, but it's not that common.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, while we're on the subject of that, we've got another one of these unpleasant sections we might as well get over with. What would you call a man who is effeminate but not necessarily homosexual?
Strange. Or, I mean, I don't really have a terminology for him.
Okay, how about a woman who was not necessarily homosexual, but she was very masculine?
I suppose strange there fits too.
Right. And what is a female homosexual then?
Here goes my mind again. yes, lesbian.
All right. And these you may not have terms for. Sexually overactive male.
Horny.
All right, a sexually overactive female.
Same thing goes.
Okay, how about a sexually indiscreet male? Could mean he doesn't care who he does it with, or he doesn't care who knows it.
I don't know.
All right, how about sexually indiscreet female?
I guess a whore, or
okay,
whatever.
What would you call a very ugly boy or man?
Well, because of their looks?
Mm-hmm. He's a real...
loser?
Okay, how about an ugly girl or woman?
Ugly. I mean, oogly. I really don't expound on that too much.
Mm-hmm. How about a very attractive boy or man?
Handsome.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a noun at all? He's a... okay, an attractive girl or woman?
Mm-hmm. Pretty. No noun.
No noun. How about a person who reads all the time, always has his nose in a book?
A bookworm.
Any other terms?
No.
Is that derogatory?